Okay, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That time of the week where we squeeze in our car reviews. We replay these for Drive Radio on Saturdays as well. Richard, what have you driven lately?
Yeah, Dad's drove a interesting car, and interesting in a good way because folks may not know what it is, and that is a 2026 Hyundai Santa Cruz XRT. And this, folks, is kind of a, it's a truck, car, truck, however you want to say it. The biggest definition of the word, Dad, right? It has a, you know, kind of car SUV sort of front, and then it's got a little bit of truck space in the back. Mm-hmm. And for some folks, it may be perfect. For others, you may look at this and say, I'm not sure about that thing. All I can say is I would just give this vehicle a chance because it may surprise you, right, Dad? So, Again, we drove the XRT trim level. It comes with a 2.5-liter, 4-cylinder, 281 horsepower engine. It now has an 8-speed automatic, Dad, that replaces the dual-clutch transmission that was in it before. What else is new for 26? The turbocharged engine is new. It has a new terrain mode. Styling is pretty much unchanged. It did see a little bit of a price increase, which we'll get to in just a second. And outside of that, it's pretty much, again, kind of very similar from 2025 to 2026. As far as that pricing, Dad, and I mentioned it, the SE starts about $31,000 and then goes all the way up to the Limited, which goes to about $45,000. And this vehicle that we drove is the XRT, was right there about $40,000 to $43,000. Interior, it's everything that you would expect with the Hyundai, right, Dad? It's everything that you would want on the inside. A lot of nice trim pieces, a lot of great pieces. Sorry for the background noise. But a lot of nice features on the inside that are really going to help, I guess, really improve the vehicle on the interior, Dad. And what I mean by that is it feels like a sedan and it feels like a car. So you're not so overwhelmed with some of the truck features that you may get with some other vehicles. And then at the flip side, Dad, is it does have that full truck bed that you're able to use and utilize. And let me rephrase. It's not a full-size truck bed. Right,
It's shorter than that.
It's kind of a mini truck bed, so it's not going to fit a full 4x8 sheet of plywood with you being able to put the truck, you know, put the bed up, whatever it is. However, will it let you store some gear and store some things in the back of it that you may not, you may not want in the interior of the car, and that's absolutely something that it'll do. The only downside to me, Dad, and I don't even know if it's a downside, is the interior space is not that great, right?
It's a little tight. I mean, you have to realize that the car itself is, because I'm not calling it a truck, because it really does drive and act more like a car that has the ability to still put some stuff in the back. It's sort of like having an SUV, only without that overhead area that would limit you on what you could actually carry in an SUV. So think of it as an SUV with a little bit of a truck bed. What's got like a 4-foot, I have to look it up, it's around a 4-foot better. So I've driven this car in the past. Again, the car I actually really enjoy. But to your point, yeah, it's not, I mean, this is not a, I'm not trying to beat it up, Richard. It's not a 4 full-size adult car. It's, you know, 2 adults with maybe some kids in the back or something, or you're going to do something different with your cargo or whatever, but it's really not designed to run around with, you know, 4 full adults in it.
Nope, I would totally agree with you, and that is exactly what I would tell you. And that is, and it's not a bad thing. And real quick, yes, 4.3 feet with the tailgate closed.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
74.8 inches, so about 6.2 feet with the tailgate open. So you almost get a full size kind of truck bed, which you want to leave that tailgate down. But you said it best, Dad. I honestly, as a family of four, whatever it might be, if you've got some small kids, this may work for you. But really, this is kind of it's got the back seat, put some stuff in it, but you're really not going to have a whole lot of usable space. Back to the interior features. Again, it's got a lot of the car features in it. It's got heated seats on this vehicle, which is nice. Dual zone climate control. It's got the easy to use navigation or infotainment system that Hyundai is known for and that we've really become to like over the past number of years. It works really well in that regard. But like you say, the size, for some people, Dad, I'll say this. The size may fit you.
Yeah.
Right? It may fit what you're looking to do, especially if you're in a more urban environment and you don't want even a mid-sized truck, right? I know you were kind of talking in the segment before about putting your cars in the garage, right? If you've got a smaller garage, this gives you the ability of doing that without having to clean out all the stuff that you were mentioning before.
The other
plus
side to this car, Richard, is this has got a really, I mean, again, the XRT is a little bit higher priced car, but you can buy this car starting for under 30.
Yeah, well, I think 2026, you're right above 30. I think it's right about 31 is where you're at. But to your point, Dad, it's really hard to get the functionality and the utility of this vehicle for this price range, right? I think that's something that can't be overstated. One other thing, and I do want to mention it, Dad, fuel economy, it does have a little bit smaller of a fuel tank, 18 and 25, mm-hmm. For an average of about 20 miles per gallon. But again, it does have a turbocharged engine, Dad, which at our altitude does work well. But I will say this, you're driving around for a full week, I will say that I have gone through quite a bit of fuel. It doesn't feel like I have. I can just tell you that, you know, driven the car for that amount of time, not even a full week yet, and I'm almost out of fuel, right? And so if you've got longer commutes, whatever it might be, just something to consider. Would it prevent me from buying this car? Absolutely not. So encourage folks to check them out, Dad. Like we said, 2026 Hyundai Santa Cruz. They've got lots of different trim options, lots of different features that you can look at. Get out, test drive this vehicle, and we really highly recommend it on this vehicle, Dad, because the size piece of it could be great for you, could be not so great, but you need to feel it and see it for yourself to do that. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.